Going to try something new on Padres Social Hour right here, and it could go one of two ways. Either it's going to be the start of something magnificent, or it's going to be just stupid and we won't do it again. Bill has put on his fortune teller hat.
Right.
He is no longer Bill Center. Blooper, he is now Bill the Magnificent.
If I look, you guys didn't let me look into how I look, so.
Well, no, it's your fortune teller hat.
Right,
it's not
exactly
about how it looks.
Okay, all right.
It's about the powers that come with it. We get a lot of questions from fans on Twitter, hashtag PadresSH, on the website at Padres.com/socialhour, and they want to know the answer to questions that are very difficult to answer, unless you've got powers.
Yeah, right. Okay, here we go.
Bill has powers. You are now Bill the Magnificent. You are the fortune teller.
What's the first one?
What happens to the starting rotation when Andrew Cashner comes back?
I think it's very interesting. I would not be surprised that we see some type of a six-man mix because they're going to want to look. Jesse Hahn's running out of starts, innings, so Cashner naturally slots into there. But they've also got Joe Wheelan they're going to want to look at. They want to limit the number of innings for Tyson Ross. So I think we're going to see some type of a six-man rotation.
Really?
Over the last 5-6 weeks of the season.
All right, so no piggybacking. Rather, you think it's going to be a six-man rotation.
Right, or unless Stultz leaves the rotation.
But he's been pitching well.
Right, so my thing is that they're going to give everybody a chance here. To take Stultz out right now would be punishing him for something he didn't do.
I would agree with that. He's been pitching well. There's
and if
no
you
reason.
Go to a six-man, you might be able to extend Hahn a little bit. You might be able to extend Ross a little bit. Without really rolling up their numbers and innings pitched.
Okay. Very nice, Bill the Magnificent. Cameron Maybin will return Wednesday in Los Angeles to the 25-man roster, coming off the 25-game suspension. What will his role be when he comes back to the Padres? Is he automatically a starter?
Well, he's gonna play quite a bit. Is he automatically an everyday starter? I don't think so, but... he's going to be in center. You're going to see Liriano in right. I think you're going to see Maybin and Venable in center rotating quite a bit, platooning. You're going to see a lot of Liriano in right and Seth Smith in left. And Tommy Medica in left against a left-handed pitcher.
Okay, there you go. Here's one we get a lot of, Bill the Magnificent. Will we see Cody Decker in a big league uniform for the Padres come September? Cody Decker... tearing it up offensively at Triple A El Paso. Everybody knows about the funny videos and everything like
right.
that. But he's had a very nice season. Will he get the call-up?
He's not on the 40-man, and you would have to drop somebody from the 40-man to create a spot for him. I'm thinking, no, he doesn't get a call-up because you've already got Medica and Gobert that you're going to be wanting to look at first. First base is probably his best position. Somebody mentioned earlier, he's only caught two games all year, so it would be coming up as a first baseman. I don't think that he comes up.
What does Cody Decker have to do to get a shot in the big leagues?
He might be like Matt Clark and some of those guys that winds up as a Rule 5 free agent. I don't know if they view his talents as being major league skills.
Okay. We'll see what the new general manager thinks after checking
it out.
4A
player there.
All right. Bill the Magnificent telling fortunes with Yonder Alonso now out for the season. Who will get most of the playing time at first base for the Padres the rest of 2014?
Well, I think it'll be divided between Medica and Gobert depending on when Smith isn't playing, Medica's in left. But I think those guys become pretty much a platoon at first base.
Okay, so it's going to be a platoon
right.
situation.
And I also it's interesting with Alonso now with this injury.
Well, let's go Bill the Magnificent on that. What happens to Yonder Alonso now? He's done for the year.
I'm afraid that Yonder Alonso might be non-tendered after he does have that that's coming up, and he's had two years that have really been ruined by injury. They're going to have to make a decision at first base, and I'm sort of concerned that he gets non-tendered.
Okay, so that's your thoughts on Yonder Alonso. Luke on Twitter, Bill the Magnificent, he wants to know what Will Venable's future looks like for the Padres.
Very interesting. He's got a year to go on his contract. He might be one of those. I have a feeling that A.J. Preller is going to be looking more for stationary, everyday outfielders. Right now this team has a lot of fourth outfielders. I think if the right trade came up in the offseason, they would probably move them.
Okay. Here's another one that comes in from Twitter from Swag at Sharkman962. He says, Bill the Magnificent, will the Padres make the wild card?
The time's running out on them. I don't think they make the wild card. I think they do finish. From here to the end of the season, I think they have a little bit of a winning record, not good enough to make the wild card.
Okay. Here's another one. It comes in from at Cherry Engineer on Twitter. He's a Padres fan and an Oakland A's fan. He's got an AL team and an NL team, according to his Twitter bio. This one's a stretch.
Okay.
Can I go Jesse the Magnificent? Can I answer this one?
Go!
He says, any free agents A.J. Preller should look at in the offseason. I'm going to say yes.
Wow. You've really gone out on a... Yeah, you've gone out on a block there. I think that they do need a couple. This might be a year. If they've talked about expanding the salary, you know what you need at a couple spots. I think you do go after free agents.
Nicely done, Bill the Magnificent. Of course you go after free agents, Cherry Engineer. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, they haven't.
Maybe he was asking who it was going to be. Right.
Maybe they haven't. They haven't in the past.
Okay.
So,
Bill the Magnificent. What position could the biggest free agent acquisition be this offseason?
I think a corner infielder or a corner outfielder.
Okay. So we'll once we get closer to the offseason and into the offseason, we'll have that list of free agents. We'll know who's out there.
Depending on what they get first. Well, I mean, they need a bat in the middle of the lineup is what they need.
Yes.
So wherever that guy pegs is what they will do.
Okay. I like that. If he's a left fielder, great. If he's a right fielder, fine. Whatever it is.
Right.
They need a big bat in the middle. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Okay. Nice job, Bill the Magnificent.
Thanks, Jesse.
You're welcome. Kevin Thompson at Park at the Park on Twitter. He says, it's early, but Bill with the best hat I will see all day, bar none. I don't think there's any question about that. I like your fortune teller hat.
I can't see it. Everything's – oh, there it is.
Yeah.
All right.
No, it's good.
Oh, doofus.
It's a fortune teller hat.
Okay.
I like that. Can you zoom in a little on that blooper? Can we get I mean, the great thing about the hat is that it has powers. That's the whole deal. It doesn't really matter how it looks.
I know my head's getting warmer.
Yeah, but the air conditioning's not on. That's what that is. But it's if it didn't have powers, well, then, yeah, that would look foolish. But since you're able to answer all of these questions, it doesn't really matter how it looks.
Good, so blame the hat.
Yeah, exactly. We got one bonus one. It comes in from Austin. Can we get the music back? Are the powers still there?
Are we reached out to the... You're excited about this one.
No, it's a good question, and it's... No, we can't. All right. Sorry.
What's the question?
Sorry. Oh, no, it's back. Austin on Twitter. Bill the Magnificent. Will the Padres extend a Solarte? What do you see as the future of Yonhervis Solarte with the Padres? That's a very good question because he's been a big part of this thing.
Solarte is a part of the Padres right now. You just have to decide where he's going to be playing. You know what I like about Solarte and some of the guys we've seen come up? They swing an aggressive bat. And early in the year, I thought they were too passive in their approaches to the plate. Mm-hmm. They've added guys who are aggressive, and I like that. Liriano, Solarte, they go up there hunting to make something happen. I like that. He's a member of the Padres.
No Solarte questions for Bill the Magnificent. I'll throw one out there. How significant of a role does he play offensively for the Padres, not just the rest of this season, but into 2015? Like, do we pencil him in already as a starting right fielder next year?
You mean Solarte?
Liriano.
I've got Liriano in my lineup. And that sort of, you know, maybe if you find the right center fielder or you can trade Maben. I want to ride with Liriano for a while.
Yeah.
And I like Seth Smith, but Seth Smith only is going to play against a right-handed pitcher. So I've got Liriano in my everyday lineup.
Okay.
I want to see him grow.
Nicely done, Bill the Magnificent. Is the segment a winner blooper? We're keeping this?
I like it.
Okay.
As long as Bill wears that hat every time.
Oh, obviously. It's where the powers come from. Without that hat, he's just a doddering.
Where did this hat come from?
It's magical. It has a secret background.
Well, I think it might be magical.
Yeah, it has a very. We'll get to the origin story of the hat another time.
Okay,
but it has a very significant, story to it. That's how it gets its powers. It's not just some random hat.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you're Bill the Magnificent when you put the hat on.
Do the guys doing the inventory upstairs know where this hat came from?
No, it's a secret.
Okay,
only we know where the fortune teller hat came from. And, yeah, you have to flip up the sides if you really want the powers. That's how, that's how you activate
if
it.
If I want to hear.
Yeah. Kids 14 and younger can sign up for Junior Padres. It's the official kids club of the San Diego Padres. You get great rewards by swiping your card at home games and also enjoy great events like Junior Padres Sunday signings and much more. Sign up. It's all free. Go to Padres.com/Junior Padres. Padres.com/Junior Padres. Thanks to Bill the Magnificent for hanging out. We'll take a break, come back, and get to some more of your questions. And continue to have fun on Padres Social Hour right after this.